The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. This is Burnout, the mind of a student athlete. I'm your host, DJ Pierre, here to give you insight on the tired minds of student athletes from a Division II athlete standpoint. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Welcome back to another episode of Burnout, the mind of a student athlete. We're on episode 4 now, and as y'all recall, last episode, I talked about motivation and basically what it is that drives me to be the athlete that I am and why, despite me feeling burnt out, I, you know, keep pushing and why really I just keep going, like what my motor is, what my drive is. And I just discussed how, like, it's my family, my team, and just pretty much the fact that I can't allow myself to feel, to know that I quit on myself. Well, this episode, I'm going to be discussing the pressures that I feel behind those motivations. And even though they're the reason I keep going, they're also the reason, in a sense, why, you know, sometimes I might hold myself back in terms of second guessing myself or thinking too much and really just losing focus in sight of doing what I do for me and more so doing what I do for the following that I will list off right now. But without further ado, the first thing I would like to talk about and dive right into would be my family. So as you guys recall, my family, you know, they all believe in me. Like I mentioned in the last episode, they're all loving. You know, a lot of them been through adversity, so I like to pursue and do what I do for them. But making them proud is also, you know, one of my biggest faults. I tend to do a lot of stuff through them and for them rather than for myself. And that pressure that builds up over time just takes a toll, you know. I want to do the best that I can for them, and I want to represent my family to the best of my ability. And sometimes I just take it too far and really lose sight of what my goal is because I'm trying to pursue my goal for them, when in reality, you know, they've already had their achievements in life and they're only believing in me for me. However, I do lose sight of that and put a lot of pressure on myself in making them proud and really representing my family and, you know, those that I love in a very positive way. With that being said, I also just want to show them that, you know, I can be great. They know that I put in countless number of hours and work into my craft and what I do. So, you know, when they ask me how I did or whatever, or when they see how I did and watch me go to work and things of that nature, it sometimes sucks to tell them, you know, I didn't do good this day or it hasn't really been a good season, because then I wonder if they question me. Am I really putting in, is he really working out there in California? You know, it just sucks that, like I said, I want to make them proud, and making my family proud and the loved ones that I hold dearest to my heart is my number one goal. And the fact that, you know, I can't be great every time for them really takes a toll on me mentally. I know I get mad at myself sometimes when my mom or dad or, you know, Nana, Tia, whoever's there with me, cousins, family members, whatever, when I can't put on a great performance or, you know, just really display what I'm about and what I can do, it just sucks. So I definitely tend to put a lot of pressure on myself to be the best I can be and then some when it comes to my family. They're my rock, and, you know, without them, I really wouldn't be here. So with that being said, though, they're also probably my biggest mentally draining, I don't know how you would say this, like mentally draining. They as much as they give me motivation, the thought of them also tires me out mentally. I know that sounds really messed up, but that's just the honest truth, because in in all reality, I'm trying so much for them, and that's one thing that I need to learn is doing stuff for me and not for them and through them. But that's just how it is for me right now. And, you know, even though I know they'll be proud of me, whatever the outcome may be, I don't see it like that. So I just tend to put a lot of wasted energy there. Another, you know, thing that I really look up to that puts a lot of pressure on myself, that I try to be great for every day, try to strive to do my best and really just be there and be someone that they can count on whenever they need me, would be my team. Diego, Jerome, Danny, and Star. I really try to be the best I can for them every day. I know this cross season hasn't really been a great showing of that, because of my injuries and, you know, with the fractured foot. I tended to kind of chicken out, and, you know, once the going got hard, I was too afraid to feel that pain and that feeling in my foot, so I kind of slacked off. So, you know, if you guys are listening to this right now, I just want to say from the bottom of my heart that I'm sorry. You know, I wasn't able, due to fear, to go out there and give you my best every single race. I tried, but I gave into the fear, and I promise that that's something I'll work on for you guys. But with that being said, just to help them push is something that I tend to put a lot of my pressure on. I try to be the best teammate in workouts, at practice, to really show that, you know, I'm here right with you guys. I also just try to be a good teammate and uplift them. I know there was a workout where my boy Jerome was not really feeling the best, and despite my foot hurting, you know, I knew he needed to get this work in. He had been sick for a while, so he wasn't really in the best of shape. And, you know, just being able to go step up and take control of the workout, take control of the time, the interval, is the kind of leader that I want to be. As an upperclassman, as, you know, being older and being someone that's been in within our system of the team, I really like to step up and, you know, help them out in any way I can. And, yeah, so being able to do that is something that's really important to me. And I tend to put a lot of pressure on myself to be able to compete at a level that they are competing at, so that way we can all push each other and help each other, really just kind of, you know, work, whether that's during the race, during practices, anything outside of, you know, the sport, whether that's, you know, personal issues or classroom issues. I just want to be able to be there for them and help them push. Also being able to score. Like I said, I don't really want to keep using the excuse of the injury, but, you know, that's what it was, and that's what it is. It's done. It's over with. But being able to score for this coming track season and for next cross season is something that I really put a lot of pressure on. Even in the past, being able to score and worrying about my time and worrying about placements and things of that nature, things like that, just really take probably the most energy out of my mind and body. I am a very big believer on showing up when you have to show up. And when I'm coming through different splits, whether that's 2K, 4K, 6K, or 1K, 3K, 5K on the course, and I don't see my time, or if I'm in an interval and I know I'm not hitting that time, I tend to, you know, shut down. And I've gotten a lot better at not shutting down or not shutting down as soon. But when you see that, and you, like I said before, and you know you're working, it's really hard to kind of accept that and keep going. So that's, you know, the pressure of just being perfect every time. And I know that's impossible. You know, you're not going to PR every time. You're not going to have the best racing conditions every race. You're not going to, you know, feel the best every race. I get it. But I don't know, just something about me holding myself to that standard really puts a lot on me. I just want to be the best and really display that to others. So, you know, that way I not only help myself look good and make myself competitive, but it helps the team be competitive. And when your team's competitive, that's always a great thing to have. Yeah, man. I just want to be able to run competitive times every time, and when I can't or when I know that I can't, I put just me being there puts a lot of pressure on myself to run that time. So when I don't run it or I see that I'm not on pace for it, I tend to put even more pressure and shut down quicker. And that's just something I have to work on. And with that being said, to show that I'm good enough, to show that I'm good enough, not just to myself and others, I bring up past friends and coaches, past teammates that I've had. I know I in high school used to be really, really confident. I used to walk around with the utmost confidence, and majority of the time I'd be able to talk it. And once I got COVID in high school, I was not the same person. I lost a lot of confidence, and I just didn't walk around with that same mojo, so to say. So to show that I'm good enough for past coaches that I've had and teammates in the past that I've had is something that I really put a lot of pressure on. I know a lot of coaches and old teammates that are still in the running world today, they check up on me. That's just something you do. Whether they like me, they don't like me, they're checking on me to see if I'm doing good or checking on me to see if I'm doing bad. Either way, they're looking at my stats. And for me, having the kind of season I had this past season is, kind of detrimental, honestly. It's kind of like, I don't know what's the word. It's kind of disappointing because when you do something that you put all your heart into and you're constantly working, you want to be able to say that your best is good. So when other people look at you, it's like, validation. I can say for myself, outside of running, I am perfectly fine with my own validation. I don't seek for others. But when it comes to the running world, I definitely put a lot of pressure on how others think of me and how I am. And that is also something I need to work on. So just being able to make them proud if they liked me back then, if I have that close relationship with them. Being able to make them proud, just like I would my family, because they're a second family to me, is something that I hold dear to my heart and something that, I really strive to do. But the main thing is just, being able to be competitive for others to see. Like I said, I know they're all checking out my times and my stats, and I want my buddies, to be able to be like, yeah, I ran with this guy, and now look at the time he's running. Or, coaches, I trained this kid. Look at how he started to where he is now. And I want them to be able to be proud saying that, they coached me. Being proud to be able to say that they were a part of my process, because my process is that good that it makes them look good. And I put a lot of pressure on that for myself because I feel like I haven't been able to do that yet. I definitely have achieved a lot of things, but there's certain things where I just haven't. And, I feel really bad for old teammates and old coaches because I know that every coach I've had is an elite coach. And, I just want to represent them in the best way possible. Yeah, so being all these things, whether that's being good enough, making people proud, or really just finding self-relief within one, and to be able to own up and not look for others' validation are all things that I need to work on. And hopefully I do, but these are where a lot of my pressure moments come from. These are where I feel the most pressure. And yeah, so just remember, with all motivation is comes pressure, and pressure makes diamonds. And it's okay to feel pressure, it's just not okay to take so much time on it. So just drop the pressure, feel it in the moment, and let it go once that moment starts. With that being said, member, live happy, be healthy, and I'll see you guys in the next podcast.